Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on polishing and arranging an Apache style jungle break roll for drum and bass. In this lesson, we're not just making a drum loop sound busier, we're turning it into a proper DNB element that can actually sit in a track, support a bass line, and help drive the arrangement. That's the whole point of a good jungle break roll. It's not just drums, it's motion, tension, and personality. We're going to keep this workflow beginner-friendly and stick to Ableton stock tools. So we'll use Warp, Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Compressor, Auto Filter, Reverb, and Utility. The focus is on getting the break tight, controlling the low end, and arranging everything in a way that feels like a real jungle or roller section. Let's start by loading your Apache break into an audio track. Find a section that already feels good. If your sample is long, listen for a clean 1-bar or 2-bar phrase with a strong kick, snare, and some ghost notes. For beginners, it's much easier to work with a break that already has a natural roll than to try and build one from a badly chosen section. Once the clip is in your project, turn Warp on if it isn't already. In the clip view, try Warp mode as beats first if the break is very percussive. That usually gives you stronger transient control. If the sample is more complex or has more tonal movement, Complex Pro can work too. But for most Apache-style jungle breaks, beats is a solid starting point. Set the preserve value around 1/16th or 1/8th, depending on how the sample behaves. Then zoom in and make sure the loop starts exactly on a downbeat. The first snare should land cleanly on the grid. This matters a lot in DNB, because if the break is even a little sloppy before you add bass, everything else becomes harder to place. Now duplicate that track so you have a backup. Use one version as your main break and the duplicate as your edit copy. That way, if you go too far, you still have the original. At this stage, keep the edits simple. Trim any unwanted tail noise at the loop point. Shorten any overly long kick or snare tails if they burr the groove. If one hit jumps out too much, pull that clip gain down a couple dB. If a ghost note is too quiet and you want more swing, raise it slightly. If you want more control, you can right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That puts the break into a drum rack, which is really useful for jungle. Now each slice can be moved, repeated, muted, or shortened on its own. So if one snare clashes with the next hit, you can fix just that slice instead of wrecking the whole loop. And here's a big beginner tip. Don't try to make it perfect. Jungle and DNB love character. Your goal is to make the break feel intentional and locked in, not sterilized. Now let's build the roll itself. Duplicate your 1-bar break across 2 or 4 bars. Then create movement by removing small bits, repeating certain hits, and emphasizing ghost notes. That little bit of variation is what makes the break breathe. A simple Apache-style roll might go like this. The first bar is your full break, the second bar is mostly the same, but with one kick removed near the end. The third bar gets a tiny pickup or ghost hit before the main snare, and the fourth bar strips things back a little so the groove can reset. If you're working in MIDI after slicing, you can also duplicate a snare slice on an offbeat to create a quick roll. Keep ghost notes very low in velocity, somewhere around 10-25%. Your main snare hits should stay strong and consistent. If a kick or snare tail is crowding the next hit, shorten the decay on that pad. If you need the groove tighter, keep the release short. The aim is to make the rhythm feel alive, but still controlled. This is one of the key ideas in jungle. The break isn't just looping, it's breathing. The groove feels exciting because it's always slightly moving. Before you add any bass, clean up the low end of the break. Put EQ at 8 on the break track and use a gentle high-pass filter to remove unnecessary rumble. A good starting point is somewhere around 30-45 Hz. Don't gut the break. Just clear out the bottom that isn't helping. If the break sounds muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 180-300 Hz. If the snare gets too harsh, listen in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range and only cut if needed. After EQ8, add utility and check the mono button. In drum and bass, mono low end is really important. If the break has too much stereo wobble in the low frequencies, it can fight with the bass and weaken the center of the mix. If you want a little more density, try a very light saturator after the EQ. Just a couple dB of drive is enough. Turn soft clip on if needed. This can thicken the break without making it too aggressive. Now it's time for the bass line. For this lesson, keep it simple. Use operator, analog, or even a basic wavy-dable patch, but the goal is a clean mono sub, not a fancy sound design exercise. Start with a sine wave or a very simple low-end tone. Keep it centered and keep it controlled. You only need a few notes to make this work. In fact, fewer notes is usually better here. Use short bass notes that leave gaps for the kick and snare. Place the bass so it answers the drum pattern, rather than fighting it. A lot of the time, the bass can come in after the main snare, or in the space between break phrases. If you want a little movement, add a tiny bit of glide or portamento. Keep it subtle. A simple bass line with two notes per bar can already feel strong, if it's placed well. For sound, keep the bass mono with utility at the end and width at 0%. If you need a little more presence on small speakers, add a tiny amount of saturator, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. That gives the sub a bit of audibility without turning it into a mid-bass patch. In DNB, the break and bass are basically having a conversation. The drums speak, then the bass answers. That call and response is a huge part of why the groove works. Now let's glue the drums together. Group the break tracks into a drum bus. On the group, keep your processing gentle. Start with a cleanup EQ if needed, then a glue compressor with a ratio around 2 to 1. Use a slower attack, somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you don't kill the transient punch. Keep the gain reduction light, around 1 to 2 dB. After that, a little saturator can help the drums feel more unified. You can also use drum bus if you want a touch more snap, but be careful with the boom control. In this style, the sub bass should own the low end, not the drum bus. If the break starts sounding crushed or flat, back off the compressor. Jungle and roller drums need movement. The transient shape is part of the energy. Now we arrange the loop like a real track section, not just a repeating idea. A simple beginner arrangement could work like this. Bars 1 and 2 are drums only, maybe filtered or slightly reduced. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the bass line. Bars 5 and 6 give you the full groove. Bar 7 can feature a small fill or a snare variation. Bar 8 can strip one element back, so the next phrase feels like it resets. You can use auto filter on the break or drum bus to create intro tension. For example, start filtered and then open it up into the drop. Or use a high pass sweep during the intro, and let the full range hit when the drop lands. If you want a more DJ-friendly feel, think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. That way the track feels like it's arriving naturally. And remember, even a tiny variation every 4 or 8 bars can make the loop feel like a record instead of a loop. You can also add one simple transition detail, like removing the bass for half a bar, reversing a tiny break slice, or adding a crash on the new phrase. Small moves go a long way here. For extra movement, use subtle transition effects. A short reverb send on the last snare of a phrase can work really well. Keep the decay short, around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and high pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low end. Auto filter automation is another great tool for buildups. Again, the goal is support, not distraction. In darker DNB, the atmosphere comes from tension and space, not huge cinematic effects. So keep it gritty, lean, and controlled. A few common mistakes to watch out for. One is letting the break and sub fight in the low end. Fix that by high passing the break gently and keeping the bass mono. Another is over-compressing the drum bus. If the break loses bounce, ease off the compressor. Also, don't make the roll too busy. Strong DNB breaks often feel powerful because of the spaces they leave. And don't ignore the arrangement. If nothing changes every few bars, the track starts feeling static. A good pro habit is to listen in short reference bursts. Compare your loop to a professional DNB track for maybe 20 or 30 seconds at a time. Don't obsess over loudness. Focus on drum clarity and bass placement. Here is a useful way to think about this whole process. The Apache break is your motion layer, not the whole track. The drums, bass, and arrangement each have a job. Keep the center clean, keep the sub mono, and let the break do what it does best, which is move. If you want to push this further later, try a more aggressive jungle edit version or resample the drum bus once it feels good. Resampling can make the groove easier to chop and gives you that classic jungle workflow where the bounce gets printed and reshaped. To practice what we covered, build a quick 8-bar loop. Load one Apache break, warp it, tighten it, duplicate it, edit bar 2, and a ghost note in bar 3. High pass the low rumble, bring in a simple mono sub, and automate one filter move or reverb throw. Then bounce or freeze it and listen once in mono. If the break feels intentional, the bass feels supportive, and the loop sounds like the start of a real drop, you've done it right. That's your beginner Apache jungle break roll workflow in Ableton Live 12. Tighten the rhythm, protect the low end, keep the bass simple, and arrange with purpose. That's how you get that classic jungle energy moving in a modern DNB context. Nice work.